بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. حامد لفاف رحمت اللہ علیہ فرماتے تھے، بخدا ہمیں یہ گمان نہ تھا کہ ہم اس زمانہ میں پیدا ہوں گے کہ دوست جب کسی دوست کو کچھ دے گا تو اس کے دل میں اپنی قدر بٹھا لے گا. حضرت حامد لفاف رحمت اللہ علیہ I never thought that I will see such a time, I will be born in such an age where a friend, he assists another friend in order to impress him. In order to show to him his superiority and is the favor which he has bestowed upon him. He said, I never thought that I will be in such an age, the Tabi'in age, speaking about 1,200-1,300 years ago, speaking, because it was surprising to him when he saw now this is the motive of friendship, where the motive of friendship is Allah Ta'ala, the place of the Akhirah, the place of Allah Ta'ala, and the rewards in the Akhirat, that is the only motive. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, says, Allah khillahu yawmaydin, ba'dini ba'din illa al-muttaqin, that on that day, day of Qiyamah, friends will be enemies unto one another. Those who were friends in the dunya, in other words, for worldly reason, nafsani reason, and there was no sincerity in their friendship, on the day of Qiyamah, they will be enemies, Allah Ta'ala said, illa muttaqin, except the muttaqin, those who were pious, those who had fear for Allah Ta'ala, and those who had cultivated friendship only for Allah Ta'ala's sake. No reason, no worldly reason whatsoever. Agar dost tere muhabbat ka izhar kare, to tu uski tasdeeq mein jaldi na kar. He says that if a friend, he professes friendship to you, tells you that he's his friend, then don't be hasty in acknowledging it and believing him. Because a true friend does not profess friendship. He will demonstrate and practically show his friendship when there is a need for friendship, to show what the meaning of friendship, he will show it practically, won't speak about it. So he said that you should not make haste in acknowledging that person. Friendship must be wary. Kyunki aaj kal ke dost bahut jald palat jate hain. Because nowadays, see, friends, they very quickly, they make a somersault. They are friends, tomorrow they are enemies. Because they are friends for some worldly reason. So if you do not fulfill their need, you do not fulfill their worldly need, then you see they become annoyed. You become your enemies. As Hasan Basri Rahmatullah said, he was like amongst the Tabin. He said, nowadays, friends, he said, they in your presence they smile. Their faces are full of smiles, but their hearts are full of daggers. So you say you must be careful. Bulke, بلکہ جب کوئی شخص تجھ سے تقرب کرے تو تو اس سے خائف رہ. But he say, if someone shows that he's close to you, then be fearful of him. Be fearful of him. Don't accept what he say. Don't trust him, because he will tomorrow stab you in the back. عبداللہ ابن عباس رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ فرماتے تھے کہ جو شخص اپنے دوستوں کو خوش رکھے وہ یوم قیامت کو عذاب الہی سے محفوظ رہے گا. حضرت عبداللہ بن عباس رحمۃ اللہ علیہ that the one who keeps his friends happy in a lawful way, in a jais manner, lawful manner, not in a haram manner. You keep people happy, they invite you, they got haram customs, they have bid'ah customs and haram wedding ceremonies they have at their homes, and haram types of walimas, and then to keep them happy you go there. Not that time, then you also will be punished for that, they will be punished, you will be punished. No, purely for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, you keep them happy. Then on the day of Qiyamah, that person will be saved from the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. Because why? Comes in hadith, they will be under the shade of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, on such a day when there will be no shade whatsoever except the shade of the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi farmate the, humne aise log dekhe hain jinko ye khayal na hota ke wo apne maal ke apne dost ki binisbat zyada mustahkam. Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi, he was the king of Balkh. Balkh is in Afghanistan. He was a very proud king, great king he was, but he abandoned the throne and he took to the wilderness in search of Allah Ta'ala. He became a very great buzruk, very great wali of Allah Ta'ala. So he says that I've seen such people, such awliya. I've seen such awliya who did not think that they are more deserving of their own wealth than what their friends are. In other words, their friends are more deserving of whatever wealth he has than himself. Was his practice. He used to stay in a mountainous cave with a group of his murids, which was not very far from the city, and they would stay outside. But once a week, the Ibrahim Adham Rahmatullahi was the sheikh, he would come to the city, would cut wood. He would cut wood there in the field and bring a big pile of wood and bring it to the city. And he would sell it. He wouldn't bring any of his muris with. They must remain there and in the ibadat and in the wilderness. And he would sell that wood and then he would buy essentials with the money and go and give it all to his muris to eat, and he would not participate of it at all. So this was the thing, the lifestyle of this awliya. Man bin Sa'id rahmatullahi farmate the, मैंने किसी साहिल को कभी वापस नहीं किया, मगर बाद में मुझे मालूम हो गया कि मैंने गलती की है. हज़रत मान बिन ज़ायद रहमतुल्लाह सेज दैट व्हेनेवर आई हैड रिफ्यूज्ड थिंग समवन असिस्टेंस, एवर आई रिफ्यूज्ड टू असिस्ट समबडी वन वाज नीड, देन afterwards, I discovered that I was in error. I was in error. Maybe at the time I did not assist him because maybe I thought he was not worthy of it. But thereafter, I discovered, whenever I did that, he says, then I learned that I had made an error. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala farmate the, mujhe sharam aati hai ke mera dost mujhe 3 dafa mile aur main use kuch na do. Abdullah bin Abbas said that I feel ashamed that if I meet my friend on 3 occasions and I did not give him anything, at least if it was in 3 occasions and I meet him, I must give him something. Zuhair Ramdalai farmate hain ke agar tujhe dost se kuch zarurat ho to tu uske ghar ja, kyunki zarur ke pura karne ka ye acha tareeqa hai. Hazrat Zuhair rahmatullah, Imam Zuhair, a great muhaddith of Kitab Tabin Pir, explains here and he gives an advice, because he understood what's the meaning of friends, a friendship. He said, if you are in need, then you must go with you need to your friend, go to his house, because that is the best way of fulfilling your need. And you mustn't go to anyone else. Well, for a need, to fulfill your need, you go to one who is your friend. But say, there's a vast difference between friends of those times and the friends of these times. Ek dafa, ek aadmi ne Aus bin Kharija, rahmatullahi se ka, main aapke paas ek mamuli zarur ke liye hazir hua hoon. Once someone came to Hazrat Uwais bin Kharija rahmatullahi and said, I've come to you, I've got a small need. A little need, not much, I've got a small need, he said. Aapne farmaya, uske liye koi mamooli aadmi hi talash karo. Then he said that you go and search for someone who's small, to give you want a small. Say, if you come to me, you come with a big need. You must come to me with a big need, because he understood that, you know, what I mean, a big need. Either this person, he says, small need, he's speaking the truth or he's speaking a lie. If he's speaking the truth, then he can get it from any, if it's a small need. But if he has a major need, a big need, he said, then you come to me, inshallah, I will assist you. So much importance they assisted, they attached to as aiding and assisting people, and they would assist them with an open heart, not giving someone something and then you speak about the favor, or you feel that you only assist someone to get him away. No, I say that friendship is something which is sacred. So sacred that Allah Ta'ala will grant true friends, grant them shade under the shade of His arsh. Wa akhudamana, alhamdulillah. Any questions?